Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be celebrating the life of Deke Richards, who passed away on March 24, 2013. Deke was a songwriter, arranger, and producer for Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from the Jackson 5, Tony Orlando, Martha the Vandellas, Diana Ross the Supremes, and Diana Ross on her own. All coming up the next half hour as we feature the music and memories of Deke Richards.
Alone with no love of my own, but then you have been by. Oh, darling, bless you, bless every breath that you take. Yeah, bless every move that you make so perfectly, and bless your little heart for loving me. Oh, bless you, child. Till you smiled and took my hand, I felt kinda small. But you stood by me for the whole world to see, and then I was 10 feet tall. Oh, darling, bless you, bless every breath that you take. Bless every move that you make so perfectly, and bless your little heart for loving me. Mm-hmm. that you take, baby. Bless every move that you make so perfectly. And bless your little heart for loving me, baby. Bless you. Bless every breath that you take, yeah. Bless every move that you make so perfectly.
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from Martha Vandellas. That was I Can't Dance to the Music You're Playing. That reached number 42 in the US pop charts from 1968, and that song was co-written by Deke Richards. Another co-written song before that, a 17-year-old Tony Orlando with a song from 1961 called Bless You. It reached number 15 in the US pop charts and number 5 in the UK charts in 1961, as mentioned. And we started with the number 1 song from the Jackson 5, their first top 40, first number 1 from 1969, co-written by Deke Richards, and that was I Want You Back. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all songs that either were written or co-written by Deke Richards. Well, now a little bit more about Deke. He was born on April 8, 1944, and died on March 24, 2013. He was born in Los Angeles, California. His name then was Dennis Lucia. And his father was the screenwriter Dane Lucia. Well, Deke portrayed one of the band members in a movie called EGA, that's E-E-G-A-H, in 1962. He later used the stage name Deke Richards. While playing in a band that backed singer Debbie Dean, he wrote a song for her and met Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, when the Supremes played at the Hollywood Palace in 1966. Well, Berry was impressed, and he signed Richards to a contract as record producer and songwriter. Well, Deke died on March 24, 2013 at age 68 after a battle with cancer. Well, here is a number one song co-written by Deke, The Supremes, featuring Diana Ross and Love Child, right here on Motown Memories.
You
yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Jackson 5 with a song called Sugar Daddy. They reached number 12 in the U.S. pop charts from 1971, co-written by Deke Richards. And we started with the number 1 smash from 1968, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Love Child, also co-written by Deke Richards. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all songs that were either written or co-written by Deke Richards. Well, coming up, another smash song that he co-wrote with the Jackson 5 called Mama's Pearl. Well, Deke was a notable member of two major songwriting teams. The first team was the Klan, and the second team was the Corporation. Well, while working with the Klan, Deke was responsible for making hit singles for Diana Ross and the Supremes, like the song Love Child that we heard, and we'll hear I'm Living in Shame next half hour. Well, after that team disbanded, Deke later joined the four-member team called the Corporation, which was backed by Motown label founder Barry. And he was responsible, along with the rest of the corporation, for the Jackson 5 success. Well, coming up, another Jackson 5 tune is mentioned, Mama's Pearl, right here on Motown Man.
Let's go!
Diana Ross with a song that didn't get released in the United States but reached number 12 status in the UK in 1971. The song probably has one of the strangest names of any Motown song. The song was called Doobie Dude and Doobie, Doobie Dude and Doobie. And we started with the Jackson 5, a number 2 smash in the United States, and number 25 in the UK from that same year of 1971. That was Mama's Pearl. This half hour will feature some great songs that were either written or co-written by Deke Richards. Coming up after the break, more Deke Richards songs. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.